Ready?
Sure. Tom, good. Torreway, North West London, Wednesday, Yudches Sivan, the 7th of June. Rabbi Moti Sonnenfeld Schlitter, Gezel Hager. This week's Torreway has been sponsored anonymously.
Good morning, everyone. Yeah. If we just had to, today's topic will be Gezel Hager, right? And why have I chosen Gezel Hager? I think primarily it was just a sugya which I just recently learned in Baba Kama, and I found it a fascinating sugya. I thought it'd be nice to share it. Also happens to be that it's related to last week's Sedra, to Parshas Nosei. That's where the main parsha of Gezel Hager is in Parshas Nosei. And also we're not too far away from Shavuos, Rus, and Gerim. So altogether I think it fit in quite nicely. So just to start with an intro, right? The short intro to the sugya. Right, so I'll start by quoting the Roshan Rambam, a very general rule. Kol mishen es chayev momoin lechaveira Yisrael. Somebody who has to pay money to his friend. Right? Someone who's obligated to pay money to his friend. V'kofa boy. And this person denies it. Right? So let's say Reuven owes Shimon £100 and Reuven denies it. And on top of that, the nishba ala sheke. Besides for Reuven denying it, Reuven also makes a shvua sheke. He comes to the Beis Din with a sefer Torah and he makes a shvua saying, I don't owe any money to Shimon. Okay? Then we find out that Reuven's lying. We'll see how in a minute. We find out that Reuven is lying. Right? He denied owing money. He made a shvua. And then we find out that he actually does owe money. Hareze chayiv lahachze loy hakaren. A, he has to return the karen. Shekofa boy, which he denied. V'tzeisefes chomesh. Additionally, on top of returning the karen, he has to add on another chomesh. V'chayev b'korban, additionally he has to bring a korban. V'hu anikro asham gezelos. That's the korban asham gezelos, right? Someone who steals money, who he denies it, he has to bring an asham gezelos, right? So to summarize the Rambam, Reuven, let's say Shimon comes to the basin and he says, Reuven, you owe me £100. Reuven says, no, I don't owe you any money. He makes a shvua to support himself, and then we find out that Reuven is lying. So Reuven A has to pay £100 to Shimon, right? The Karen, that's called the Karen. On top of that, he has to add on an additional Chomesh. Let's just say now Chomesh, a fifth foot, is £20, right? There's a different way to work out Chomesh, but let's just say it's £20. And on top of that, he's got to bring a Korban off, right? So besides for just the Karen, he has to bring a Chomesh, an additional Chomesh, plus a Korban off. Okay. The Rambam carries on. Echot ha-goizel, oyah oishuk, oyah goinav. It doesn't matter how Reuven is chayv money to Shimon, whether Reuven stole money from Shimon, whether Reuven was looking after something for Shimon and he denies, he says, no, you never gave it to me to look after, whether Reuven and Shimon were shutfin, they had a partnership, and then Reuven denies owing money to Shimon. Whatever the case is, right, the Rambam gives a whole list, all different examples, how Reuven could owe money to Shimon. Oishuk, Motza, Aveda, he found an Aveda and he denies it. Klali Sheldova Kol, She'ilu Hoide Chayev L'Shalim Bedin. Somebody who is really chayev to pay karen, v'kofa v'nishba, mishalin karem v'chomesh anosham. Right? So anyone, it doesn't make a difference why Reuven owes the money to Shimon. But for whatever reason he owes money to Shimon and he denies it, then he's going to have to pay the karen plus a chomesh plus a korban osham. Right? So far, nothing got to do with the ger. This is just a regular halacha between two Israelim, two regular Israelim. Okay? These halachas, the Makor, the source of these halachas are in the end of Parshas Vayikra, right? The passing of Parshas, right at the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah spells out these halachas quite clearly, right? The psukim at the end of Vayikra. In Parshas Nosei, seems to be like a bit of in the middle of the whole cholent of Nazir and Saita, there's a few psukim, and which again the Torah repeats this halacha again, right? The Torah again repeats about three or four psukim. This halacha: somebody steals money from his friend and he denies it, he makes a shvua, he has to be karen and a chomesh and an osham. So Rashi already asks, we already know these halachas in Parshas Vayikra. Why does the Torah have to repeat it in Parshas Nosei again? Says Rashi, in Parshas Nosei there's two chedushim which we don't find in Parshas Vayikra. There's an extra two chedushim, right? Two things that the Torah is teaching us in Nosei that we haven't yet learned in Parshas Vayikra. A, says Rashi, is that you're only chayev an additional chomesh and an osham when he himself is moida. For example, Reuven first denies owing money to Shimon. He makes a shvua. And then Reuven himself comes to Basin and he admits that he lied. He says, actually, Basin, I did the wrong thing. I lied. My shvur was a shvur sheker. Then he has to pay, besides for the keren, a choymish and osham. However, if Reuven never admits it, so Reuven makes a shvur sheker, and then two edim come along afterwards and say, ah, it's a shvur sheker, how can you say that you didn't owe me, you really do owe him, right? Then there wouldn't be a parasha of choymish and osham. Choymish and osham is exclusive to a case where the one who made the shvur, the Baal Din himself, comes to Beis Din and he admits that he made a shvur sheker. That's when the parasha of shvur sheker begins. If he doesn't admit to it, we just find Edim come afterwards, then there's Keren, but there's no Chaymish and Osham. Right? That's one reason, right? That's spelled out clearly in Nosei. The Torah doesn't mention that point in Vayikra. That's spelled out clearly in Nosei. Another point that we learn in Nosei, which takes us to today's topic, says Rashi, is as follows. What happens if Reuven steals from a Ger? Right? Or Reuven, he denies owing money to a Ger. And, and he makes a Shvur, and then Reuven admits that it was a shvur sheker. Okay, so a ger is like a regular yid, so he'll have to pay to the ger, keren, chaymish, and osham. What happens, says Rashi, what happens if, actually says the Torah, if the ger is no longer alive, right? After he made the shvur sheker, the ger is no longer alive. So, okay, give it to the yorshim of the ger. Maybe he's got a son, maybe he's got some yorshim. Okay, what happens if he has no yorshim, the ger, right? A ger is the only person in Klal Yisrael that it's possible he has no yorshim. Because when he's Megaya, he's Gekotten Shenoilet, right? He has no extended family, and it could be he was Nifta without children. So he's the only possibility that he does not have a Yerush. So what do we do now, says the Torah, right? There should be a Keren and a Choymash, but there's no one to give it to. The Ger is not here. He's got no Yerush. What do we do now? Says the Torah, Vim Ein Le'ish Goyal. If this is in Parshas Nasi, Vim Ein Le'ish Goyal, if the person has no Yerush, Lahoshiv ha'osham elov, to return the money to him. Ha'osham ha'mushav lashem lakoyin. Says the Torah, in such a scenario, do you know you should give the chomish, the keren and the chomish to? Give it to a kohen. Go to the Beis HaMikdash and give it to the kohen who's on duty for that week, the mishmah of that week. That's what the pasuk says. Right. That's the second additional point which the Torah points out in Parshas Nosa. Right. So, besides for the fact that you have to be Maida, if a person is Maida, but now the ger is not here, he's ready to be nifta, he has no yorshim, says the Torah, the keren and the chomesh go to the kohen of that mishma. Oh, very good. Right, so far Torah Shabbat. You learn chomesh Rashi v'yikronose, that's the sort of the picture that you'll be able to get from learning chomesh Rashi. Oh, now, in fact, the Gemara adds on to this. The Gemara adds on to this. This is the Gemara in Baba Kama. Says the Gemara, that don't think, you could think perhaps, okay, even by Gezel Ager, when you're giving the Keren and the Chomesh to the Koyen, but perhaps it's not really so different to a Gezel Yisrael when you're giving the Keren and the Chomesh to the Yisrael, right? So, okay, had you been Yisrael, I would give the Keren and the Chomesh to you, I'd give the Keren and the Chomesh to Yerushim. It happens to be that you're a Ger, and you've got the Yerushim, so I'll give it to the Koyen, right? You could think that there's no difference. It's the same Keren, the same Chomesh, either you're giving it to Yisrael, or you're giving it to a Koyen because there's no Ger. Says the Gemara, that's not the case. Says the Gemara, the Keren the Chomesh of Gezel Ager is a whole different Keren the Chomesh. It has a whole different set of halachas. Why? Because the Gemara points out that Osham Kariyei Rechmono. The Torah calls the Keren Osham. Right? The money, the monetary payment that you have to make to the Ger, the Torah calls that an Osham. Right? When we say Osham, we mean a Korban Osham. But the Torah says, in the words of the Pasuk, Ha Osham Hamushov, right? The Osham which you have to pay, Lashem Lakoyin, goes to the Kohen. Right? So the Milvad Eil Hakipurim. Besides for the ale, besides for the animal which is going to be your kapara, which is the Korban Osham, you've got to pay the Osham Hamushav Lashem Lakoyim, right? So it's quite strange. The Gemara touches onto this. Why does the Torah call the Keren Osham, right? We should call the Osham Osham, or the Keren the Keren. Says the Gemara, because we call the Keren Osham, Osham Kari Rachmana, we learn from here many alochas. Number one, we're going to learn from here that it's this money which you have to give to the Kohen has the same halachas as if this money would be a korban. So a korban you can't bring belayla. You can't bring a korban at night. This money you can't pay to the Kohen at night. Had it been Gezel Yisrael, you can give the money to the Yisrael whenever you want to, any time of day. When it's Gezel Ager and you're paying the Kohen, it can only be paid during the daytime. By yoyim veloy belayla. A. B. Right? You can't pay this Karim V'Chomish in installments, right? Had it been to regular Yisrael, we'll make a standing order, I'll pay you a bit every month. When it comes to a coin, you have to pay in one go. In one, just like a korban, you can't be makir of a korban in installments in different parts. It can't be lechatzoyim. Right? Again, another chiluk. A third halacha which the Gemara learns is just like ein cholkin gezel ager keneged gezel ager, which is a halacha in korbanos. Right? Let's say in the Beis Hamikdash there's a few korbanos. Let's say there's a korban chatos and there's a korban osham. So the halacha is you divide up the korban chatos between all the kohenim in the mishmah, and you divide up the korban osham between all the kohenim in the mishmah. Right? Now what happens if one kohen were to say, look, I prefer to have extra osham. So you take my part of the chatos, and I'll take extra osham. Right? That's instead of me taking a bit of chatos and a bit of osham, and you taking a bit of chatos and a bit of osham, I'll take double chatos, and you take double osham. You can't do that. It has to be every korban in the Beis Hamikdash has to be divided up. That korban has to be divided up between all the kohenim and the mishmah. You can't make deals. The kohenim can't make deals between themselves. So too, says the Gemara, gezel hager, the money which you're giving to the kohen, has to be the same, right? So let's say, for example, this happens to be two people are coming to the Beis Hamikdash to pay the gezel hager to a kohen, right? One gezel ager is a rare occurrence. Let's say there was two people on the same day, right, coming to the Beis Hamikdash to give the gezel ager, and let's say one perhaps was bringing pounds, and one was bringing dollars, or maybe perhaps one was returning the cows that he stole, he was returning the sheep that he stole. Again, you have to divide up this, but each gezel ager has to be distributed equally among the kohanim. You can't make deals. You take extra of that, I'll take extra of that. Right, another halacha that we learn, that the fact that the Torah calls it an osham. Right, another halacha we learn is that just like a kohen tomei is not choylik b'karbonis, we don't give him, he doesn't get his share in the korban because he's tomei, so too a kohen tomei won't get his share in the gezel ager. Right? For all purposes, this money which you're paying to the kohen is a proper, we look at it, we judge it as a korban, so much so that Tosis wants to suggest that perhaps, just like a korban osham, the kohenim have to eat the basar within the klaim, within the kodesh, right? They can't take the meat of the korban osham. You can't take it outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So Tosis wants to suggest perhaps this gezel ager has to be paid to the kohen within the Beis HaMikdash, right? Tosis says that's not the case. That's actually not true, because it's clear from the Gemara that's not the case. You can give it to him anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. But the Tosis remains with the kasha. Why not? Why should you should have to give it to him within the Beis HaMikdash? Okay. But so just to, that's a very important halacha that, again, the gezel ager, which you steal from a ger, again, there's going to be karen chomish and osham, right? So usually you'd give the karen chomish to the Yisrael, he stole from, he'd give it to his yorshim, and you'd give it to the ger, right? But the ger, if he has no yorshim, he'd give it to the kohen. That's what the Torah tells us. The Gemara adds on, when you give this money to the kohen, it's really, for all purposes, it's a korban osham. This money is really osham kari rachman. It's got all the stringencies of a korban osham.
Oh. So the ger has died.
Yes. Yeah.
So who is actually bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash? Who's giving it to the kohen?
The one who stole from the ger.
His money.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
The person who would have returned it to the ger brings it to the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah. Yeah. The person who owes money to the ger. Yeah. The person, he has to now pay the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen. Oh. Interesting that the words of the pasuk are ha'osham hamushav lashem lakoyin. It doesn't just say lakoyin; it says lashem lakoyin. The Gemara says konoi lashem v'nosnei lakoyin. Right? It's sort of it's mamish konoi lashem v'nosnei lakoyin. Oh, okay. So far that was some general halachas about gezel hagir. Okay. So now carry on with this. So the question we have to ask ourselves is. Fine, so that's a parasha which we have in Parashas Nasai, and we understand now why the Torah has to repeat it to teach us extra halachas, and, okay, but the question is, how does it fit in over here to Parashas Nasai? Right? Interestingly enough, the next parasha directly after this is the parasha of Sotah, and there Rashi explains, do you know why Sotah comes next? Because if a person doesn't want to pay this money to the Kohen, then he'll have to come to a kohen for a different reason. His wife will end up being a seita. He'll have to go to the kohen for that. And followed after seita is a parasha of nazi, because kalaroya seita b'kul kula yaze atmi menayayin. Right, so Rashi tries to explain the smichas ha-parashas. But for some reason, when it comes to gezel ager, How this parasha belongs over here, Rashi doesn't give an explanation. Oh, so I saw a very beautiful idea from Rav Hirsch. He says, he explains quite at length, a very nice idea, how this parasha belongs over here. Very nice idea. Oh, so as follows. He says, Rav Hirsch says that the previous parasha, the parasha directly before Gezel HaGeir and Parshas Nasi, is a parasha of Savas b'nei Yisroel v'yishalchu min ha'machaneh, kol tsarua v'kol zov v'kol tomei lo nefesh. The previous parasha says that somebody who's tomei has to be sent out of the machaneh. Right? We're talking here in the Mishkan, right? We know in the Mishkan, we know the formation. We had the Mishkan in the middle. Directly around the Mishkan, we had the encampment of the Leviim. And on the outskirts was the rest of Klal Yisroel. Right, that was the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, somebody who is Tomei, either he's a Tzarua, he's got Tzaras, or he's a Zov, Tumas Zov, we hold Tomei Lenefesh, or Tumas Mace, he comes into contact with a dead body, right? V'yishalchu min ha'machaneh, he has to be banished from the camp, he has to leave the camp until he becomes Tohir. Rashi already points out, right, that these three types of Tomeim that the Torah mentions to us are actually different, right? Says Rashi, a Metzora, at Tzarua, he's the most chomor. He sent out of Machane Shechina, Machane Leviyah, and Machane Yisrael. He goes out of all the camps. A Zov, he only has to leave Machane Shechina and Machane Leviyah. But he's allowed in Machane Yisrael. And a Tomei Mace has to leave Machane Shechina, but he's allowed even in Machane Leviyah. Right? So let's focus on Metzora. Metzora is the most chomor. He is the only one that has to leave all three camps. Right? Which the fish points out, it's quite a strange halacha. Why? Because we know a metzora, then his whole avera is a lack of social conduct, right? He's not. You get tzaras because of mitzi shemra, right? As the pasuk says, what's the kapara of a metzora? He has to bring shtei tziporim chayos. He has to bring two live birds. Rashi says, why live birds? Because his chet came because of his pitputei loshen, right? Pitputei loshen hora. He was chatting loshen hora, and that's why he has to bring these birds, and their tweeting will remind him of his chet, right? Have to be tziporis chayes to remind him of his pitput loshen hora. He has to bring together with that. He has to bring an eitz erez, a cedar wood, right? Rashi says over there, why eitz erez? Because his avera was gasus haruach, right? He was a balgaiva. Rashi says his avera is gasus haruach, so that he has to bring an eight zeres, a very strong piece of wood, which represents his gasas haruach. Right, with the eight zeres, he has to bring a shni tolas, a red thread ve'ezev in a grass. Right, because his takone is he has to be mashbil himself. He has to lower himself. He has to work in his humility and be like a little thread, a little blade of grass. Right, it's clear that his a metzora represents an avera bin adam lechavera. Right, the whole concept of negoyim. Right, getting a nega is a very outward expression. Right, it's not tuma is something which is hidden. Nobody really knows that you're Tommy. Only you know that you're Tommy. Negoim, everyone can see. It's outside. It's on display for everyone to see. Whether it's on your goof, on your clothing, on your house, it's visible because that was, it's you your chesaron. Your problem was a lack in social conduct, and now everyone's able to see this. Oh, so therefore it sounds a bit strange to us. You would think that a Tmei Mace, if you tell me that someone who's a Tmei Mace, he touched a dead body, he has to leave all the machanas. I would understand, right? His Avera is purely an Avera bin Adam Lemokim, right? So, okay, I understand he's got to leave all the machanas. Metzera, his Avera is an Avera bin Adam Lechavera. So, why? The machana is a place of Shechina. So, why does he have to leave? Okay, chuck him out the Machane Shechina. You did something wrong, don't come in the Machane Shechina. Why do you have to leave the Machane Leviyah and the Machane Yisrael? So you would think he was the one that should be allowed the most in. Yeah, he didn't have Vera, but his Avera has been Adam Lechaveri. Why does that chapter his status of how close he's allowed to get to the Rebbeinu Shlomo? Says Rav Hirsch, that we see from here that's not the case. We see from here that a person's social conduct, Ben Adam Lechaveri, if a person is lacking in Minodim Lechaveri, that is what causes Siluk Shechina. That's what causes, we would think, Minodim Lechaveri, that's not connected to Minodim Lemokim, right? There's two different things. Says Rav Hirsch, no. Your Midas and your Bein Adam Lechaveri is what's Gerim Siluk Shechina. And a Metzora who's lacking in Bein Adam Lechaveri, he is the one that has to leave all the camps. Because The Shechina comes when it's Yir Bishurun Melech Bis Asif Rosh Yom Yachad Shifti Yisrael. When it's Bis Asif Rosh Yom Yachad Shifti Yisrael, that's when Yir Bishurun Melech. In order for the Shechina to come, there has to be togetherness. There has to be Bin Odom Lechaveri. In a Metzora, he is causing Siddiq Shechina, and therefore he's got to leave all the Machins. Okay, says Rav Hish that, I'll read out just one sentence that he says, just to bring out his point. The mitzvah of Shiluach Machaneh shows symbolically what the laws of Gezel Ager seek to realize in the actual reality of life. Right, so he's going to connect together these two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of sending a mitzvah out of the Machaneh and Gezel Ager. How is this? Right, Gezel Ager teaches us the same concept that we learn from a mitzvah leaving the Machaneh. Right, a Gezel Ager, perhaps a Ger, is an example of it's the biggest violation of Bin Adam Lechaveri, right? A regular Yisrael, he's got people to protect him, he's got people to look after him, right? A Ger, he's totally vulnerable, right? He's got no extended family to support him and to be with him. This Ger doesn't even have Yerushim. A person can think, yeah, you could even think, I've not even done anything wrong, this Ger doesn't have any Yerushim, anyone would have gone to me, so I can steal from him, what's the big deal, right? A Ger represents the biggest violation of Bin Adam Lechaveri because he's the most vulnerable, right? More than that, the Rishonim al Hateres speak out that when you steal from a Ger and you make a Shavua Sheker, not only are you causing him a monetary loss, but you're rocking his whole stability. He's just joined Klal Yisrael. He's made the decision to join Klal Yisrael with the Am HaNivcha, with the Am Koyanim, right? The Am Skula, Am Leches Koyanim, and a Yid can behave this way, right? Stealing and then making a Shavua Sheker, you're rocking his whole stability, right? So it represents a huge Avera in Bein Odom Lechaveira, Gezel Ager, right? But it's precisely by Gezel Ager, says the first, that we find that, what's your Kapora? Your Kapora is, just before, 1 second, put that on hold, even just by regular gezel, the words of the pasuk are ki yase mikol chatos ha'adam limol ma'al b'Hashem. Right? Says the fish. How does the Torah define gezel? Ki yase mikol chatos ha'adam. The person does mikol chatos ha'adam. Right? Chatos ha'adam is the verb in adam lechaveroi. Limol ma'al b'Hashem. Right? The chet of the chatos ha'adam is a me'ila b'Hashem. Right? So much so that the Sepharnei says over here when you bring in a korban oshom, when a person steals and he has to bring a korban oshom for shvua sheker, do you know why he's bringing a korban oshom? It's an asham me'ila. Like when you're mail behektosh, you have to bring a korban oshom. So you've got to bring a korban oshom when you steal. Your breach in conduct of bein adam lechaveroi is a me'ila b'Hashem. These two things go together. He says that this apparently says, fascinating notion, he says it's a korban me'ila. So finishes off with this point. Says the fish that it's precisely here the Torah puts precisely here that a person that steals from a ger, right? When you've done the biggest violation of Inodim Lechaveroi, who do you have to pay to? Who do you have to pay? No, usually you have to pay to the Yisrael, to the Yerush. By a ger, you've got to pay to the Kohen, because where there's a ger, a ger is makar of the shechina, right? Like a ched bin adam lechaveri is what causes siluk shechina, which is why the mitzvah has to leave all the three machnas. But on the contrary, a ger is the opposite of that. A ger, who perhaps is the most vulnerable and the person you have to look after the most, that's what causes the most kir of shechina. And therefore, his yorshim, the Gemara has said, are the Kohen. His yorshim is the Rabbeinu Shlom, it's the Kohen. Because where there is a ger, there'll automatically be kirv shchina. That's what the Torah is trying to teach us. And not only that, but his money is a carbon. That's why the money which you have to pay to the ger is a carbon. It's got all that office of a carbon, like we mentioned. It can't be balaylo, it can't be lechatzoin, ein cholkin, gezel ager, connected gezel ager. It can't be given out to a tommy, because the same concept that says that's Rav Hish, that's how it comes in over here, this parasha, to link together the same concept that we find by a shluach mitzurim in a machaneh. We find the opposite, the same idea, by giving the gezel ager, which you have to pay to the kohen. Shkach.